You ready, TK?
Get pumped! Are you pumped, TK?
All right.
I guess
Oh.
he's super pumped.
Stretch.
Stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Do some jumping jacks. This thing's gonna. It's just casual episode time. Who cares? I'm not gonna care so much for being on the ball or anything. Let's just talk
We're
about
good.
the topics, be ourselves, refrain from cussing too much. Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Game Podunk Cast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood, and joining me today are Corn
Hey.
and TK.
Hey, how's it going?
How is it going? Well, I'll tell you how it's going.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Marshall decided not to show up yet again. I'm starting to question
His
if
dedication.
he's even a host.
He's
He's a.
a guest.
He's a guest. He's a
I know.
he's a
We need a
mystery.
frequent guest.
He was on the he was at the very end of the last one.
Perfect time to show up.
Hey, that's nothing new. If you didn't know, Beryl left us. R.I.P. Beryl. Yeah. It's kind of depressing. He's been with us for about exactly half a year, in fact. 26 episodes. Well, that's not counting the one or two that he couldn't show up on. But interesting story about how this podcast first started. It was actually Beryl who kind of got us all together because it started out back in January. I forgot what sparked the interest for me, but I asked on Twitter who would be interested in Game Podunk having a podcast, and some people were replying, they were interested, but, well, some people meaning Toby. And then, of course, Beryl roped some people into it by replying with something along the lines of, "I'm sure Marshall, Korn, and 905 would have something to say," and
Because we'd been part of a previous podcast.
yes, because the mainly the first attempt, the second one apparently doesn't need to be spoken about. Or
No,
was it
the
third?
revival, the first revival attempt, does not need to be spoken about.
But yeah, since they were the previous podcast peoples from before my time. Yeah, Beryl kind of roped those oldies in, and then it
Not
got
oldies. So if you want to go really old, you can talk about the original podcast people.
the original from like
Simon, Greg, and Ferris McFly. They're not
was
even
that
on Game Pod anymore.
yeah, I think one of them, I think it may have been the Simon guy, actually created our theme song.
Yeah, I think it was Simon.
Yeah, because it was
Jebsizer?
not
Jebsizer? Okay, right.
905 just kind of said, "Hey, well, we could use the one from the first podcast," and yeah, got into contact with them, retrieved the song, and I used it. But yeah, so it Beryl's roping everybody together, kind of got us into a serious discussion, and then that's when Jason moved it to actual staff discussions and stuff about it. And
Considering all the important people of this podcast or staff members.
yeah, all the dedicated people, and you know, But that's why it's a community podcast. And that's kind of, I think that was one of the things Jason was worried about, is if it were just an all-staff podcast, who could actually do it with their schedules and everything?
Who's just lounging around not doing anything? Who can we get onto this podcast?
Yeah. And then it turned out, you know, I mean, Marshall does other podcasts, and now, you know, he doesn't even do this one. But man, we got some moderators because they seem to, I guess because they didn't have as much to do because they didn't write as much as other staff members. So they had that time, but now they don't. Hence Beryl's farewell. Yep. And
as is tradition, he'll be on Jap soon. And then on the final battle.
Yeah. Yep.
So just wait for that.
Just stay with us, Korm. You're the only one other than myself who...
I am not going on an anime podcast. Trust me.
Nah, I'll just turn this into one. Nope. I don't think so. Yeah, in conclusion, bye, Beryl. You will be missed. Thank you, Beryl. You were
Farewell,
a good,
buddy.
You were a good member of the podcast with stuff to say.
If anyone thinks they can take up his mantle and replace him, I'll be holding auditions Thursday afternoon.
Yep. We're just gonna replace him with somebody named Box or Crate. Just, you have to be a container to replace him. So, keep that in mind.
We do need to replace him because it would just be the two of us, I think.
Yeah. It has to be. And unless Marshall decides to be dedicated again. R.I.P. I hope the Beryl angels are treating you well. Because apparently there's a Beryl heaven.
Yeah.
If my beliefs are correct. Whatever.
Every single Beryl you destroy in a video game goes up to Beryl heaven.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Donkey Kong Beryls.
They go to hell.
Oh, right. Because they go down into the fire.
Yeah. And that's hell.
That's
Beryl hell.
That's actually the fire Beryl, or the fire, it is a Beryl. The fire Beryl that the Beryls go into is actually the portal to Beryl hell.
Yep.
And then once a Beryl goes in there, a demon comes out, which is why you get chased by fireballs. That's the true story of Donkey Kong.
The unwritten legends. That's what the next one's going to be about.
Yep. Okay.
Yes, moving
on.
Moving
on. You know, the usual. What have we been playing?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Nothing new.
Okay.
Cool. Done.
Very interesting. Thanks for sharing. How about you, TK? Something interesting?
I've recently beat Ni No Kuni last week.
It's good.
And I've actually played it for so many straight days that I forgot time.
So it's good, yeah.
I was like, wait, what happened? Where am I? But overall, it was a fantastic game. Soundtrack, Studio Ghibli, level 5. Everything about it is just wonderful.
Just knowing it's Studio Ghibli, I want to play it. If any of you would like to donate the game, as well as The Last of Us and all the other games I don't have enough money for, that would be much appreciated.
Send them to me first, and I'll send them right off across,
sure,
across
yeah.
the button.
I'll get the second-hand copy. Or
third hand.
Sloppy thirds. Whatever. Do what you will, as long as I get to play the games.
We can try to rent each other's games.
Yeah, that's a pretty long rental service. Yeah, I'll send it to you. You'll get it in a week. Okay. Or longer, I mean.
Yeah.
We can't all afford expedited shipping or anything. So,
I can.
game fly of game podunk.
Yeah, game fly dunk. Yes. Anyway, you were saying, Ni no Kuni, it's a good game. It's everyone should
It's a
play it.
fantastic game. If you're a fan of level 5 type of games, like
Well,
previous included, like
who
Dark Souls.
isn't?
Me.
That, okay, fair enough. But then again, are you a fan of anything? You're a fan of Far Cry, Minecraft.
Yes. Yes.
I like playing
Far
games.
Farcraft.
It's just misconceptions.
I know, because of you made them.
What's a massive fan of Far Cry? I'm not.
I'm just trying to find games that you talked about enjoying. Whatever. I'm pulling games out of a hat.
Anyway, DK,
Yeah.
yes.
I saw the Toonami review for that game, and is it as retro RPG style as Tom said it was? Kind
It
of.
kind of was, and at the same time, it's kind of like playing Pokemon because you're
Yeah, I heard about that too.
capturing like these familiars, and there's just so many Pokemons or familiars to catch that they have
Monsters.
all different abilities and they have different evolutions. Like they want to grow, like feed them. It's like Pokemon mixed with Studio Ghibli with fun story and stuff.
That's always
Why is
cool.
Tom Batchelor reviewing games?
Oh, I.
Huh.
Ba-dum-bum-psh.
Think Toonami gave her a 10. Can't remember.
What?
Toonami, Tom.
I think they gave it like a 9 or something. They had some
Yeah,
problems with
whatever. They gave it a 10, it just wasn't a 10.
it.
Just assume a 10.
It's a 9, so that means 10. Because there's
It's
only
pretty.
such thing as 10 and 1 in reviews if you look at the specifics.
It's kind of cool seeing Tom review games other than just show anime stuff.
No.
Kind of wish you'd give back to the River Jesters, though. I'm gonna stop. Sorry, these aren't jokes no one's gonna get.
You're a true comedian with a deck of cards.
You
He's also
corny.
a magician.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll kill on stage.
If comedy doesn't work, you'll just do a magic trick. Hey, cards, they disappeared. Is this the I don't know.
What a
Magic.
twist.
Anyway, Ni no Kuni, any other games?
Other than that, I actually took a break from gaming
No!
because I felt so exhausted that I wanted to throw up. Like, I've lost count of how many days have passed.
I feel like throwing up when I play
And
games.
then I said, I'll take a little break and then I'll just get back to whatever I want to play, which I played a couple of like retro games, like The Simpsons arcade game and X-Men with Venom in
Simpsons
between.
arcade game. I think I remember that random fact about that game. If Marge gets shocked, you see bunny ear bones, because apparently that's her original reason for having that hair, was they were concealing bunny ears because she was actually supposed to be the rabbit from the creator's original comic strip
Yeah, I read
involving a.
something about that, like way before they started making Simpsons, they made
Yeah.
like Bongo comics.
Yeah, it's like I forgot what it was called. Day in Hell or something, I don't know. Something where a rabbit gets into horrible events and stuff, and for some reason Homer's wife was a rabbit. I was like, no, that's stupid. Let's not do that. Too late, we put him in the arcade game. Anyway, fact over. Move on. And so you've taken a break, or
Yep, taking a break, just playing a couple of small games to kill time, and then eventually I'll move to a bigger game. Thinking about playing Shadows of the Damned next, possibly.
Didn't
Because I like Suda 51 games are pretty good.
yeah, and didn't aside from that, didn't the Silent Hill composer do the music for that? I can't remember,
Can't
but
remember.
I think he may have done that because, without doing Silent Hill anymore, you hear his music and other stuff. And I think that was the first thing he did after Silent Hill 5, Homecoming. In any case, good music. Did the, or, well, you haven't played it yet. If you know, if you played the game, let us know how good the music is. If it is the guy I'm thinking of, it probably is good because I love Silent Hill music.
Alrighty, I'll get back to that.
Yeah. I should probably play that too then. Two great people creating the game. That's like
By themselves.
yeah. No one else. I mean, technically you don't know anyone else. It's just a team that whose names you don't even know. That's how it works, being in the behind the scenes. We actually make this game, but we're not the faces of it. Anywho, so that's all you've been playing and what you plan on playing.
That's about it.
Okie doke, Marshall. Wait, no.
Oh, I'm
burn
playing Fire
somehow.
Emblem.
Now you're playing Final Fantasy 14 as we speak. That's why you're not here. We know this. We know this, Marshall.
I'm playing Animal Crossing. I don't know, Marshall, that's it. I was going for something different and decided not to do it.
You also became a robot to me.
Oh, good.
Guys, I'm scared.
I heard the robot sound too. The
Damn
NSA is
it.
watching us.
Guys, if you would like to donate some money to us for Corn's treatment, I think he has a
Don't want to
problem.
be a robot.
Oh
Please.
man. Start Kickstarter to de-robot
No idea,
Corn.
boy.
Okay. Are you human again? Were you ever
Moderately.
human? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, what I've
Welcome
been
back.
playing, it's, what I've been playing is try to think of the newer games first. It was Animal Crossing, but you've heard too much of that if you've listened to this podcast,
Or anything else?
or anything else.
You've had
If you've been on the
ears the last
Tweetos,
like few weeks
if you've
with an
been,
adventure.
if you've been on the internet anywhere, you hear too much. So, yeah, I don't think I've been playing any new games this week, or last week, whatever. Instead, I've been working on my Let's Plays some more, and I now have, yeah, woo, I now have 14 episodes at the ready. Well, not at the ready. Played, recorded, commented. Now
Let me
I just
guess,
have
let me
to.
guess. Mountain Blade Warband videos. Minecraft, obviously, that's the core. Oh, what else? What else could you do? What kind of stuff do you like? Freelancer, obviously. Freelancer Let's Play, of course. Continue, I'm sorry, I'm just.
He's just hoping I do the games he likes.
Yeah.
No, the I have 14 episodes, 7 from Mario World, 7 from the first Sonic game, and I think they're shaping up pretty well. They should be. I should have some uploaded by the time you hear this. So, hey, do you like them? Whatever. So there's that. Been playing those two games and been editing them a little bit. Then that's
Have you got a Call
about
of
it.
Duty Let's Play? But instead of commentary, it's
Call of
just drop the
Duty.
bodies.
Yeah. Totally. Yes. Been playing retro stuff. Moving on.
Segway.
Boobies!
Oh,
are we done with that?
who do you
That was
got?
the transition of a lifetime. I would give that personally 10 out of 10.
I
As far
wouldn't
as
continue.
segues go. Anyway, specifically, Lightning from Final Fantasy 13-3, whereas we know it's Lightning
Lightning Returns.
Returns, Final Fantasy 13, because they didn't want to have the number 3.
I hate the number three.
We don't like trilogies. We want this
It's
to
the real
be.
reason it wasn't released in America. Anyway.
Anyway, some people don't like it. I'm sure plenty of males might, the young males, but apparently Lightning's boobs got bigger. Yeah,
Okay.
woo!
How do
And
you feel, Kiki? Okay.
But I think it was Famitsu who interviewed the guy, and he was kind of vague. He just seemed to be, I mean, I didn't read the whole interview, but from what I read, he just wanted them bigger. He didn't have
Yep.
a real reason for that other than he wanted that. I guess he's kind of a perv,
Yeah, no
but
surprise. No surprise.
then again, I mean, he's not the only Japanese male developer who wants bouncing breasts jiggling all over the place. I mean, there is Dead or Alive, all of them. Then there's the spin-off ones where they're at the beach in swimsuits, and the game that pretty much, or the series that pretty much defined jiggle physics, which really, why put so much emphasis on something so meaningless?
Realism.
Realism, yeah, because boobs
Boobs move in real
bounce
life. They have to move
that
in video
much.
games.
Because they
I'm not
move
that.
around that ridiculously.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen what they're gonna look like in Lightning Returns, so it could be,
Yeah.
I guess,
Could be static,
toned down.
kind of.
Yeah.
Who knows? All I know is they went from, what was it, C cup to D cup, which is kind of.
I think those are Japanese
How does
phrases,
that
which are
work?
different according to
I
that. But,
guess we'll just assume that she got some implants or something,
being
which.
frozen in stone or whatever it was does things to the human body.
Yeah, apparently. Whatever happened to her at the end of 13-2, or her DLC? I don't know what
She probably.
happened.
I
That
never played
story
two.
still confuses me. 13-2 is still. I have to. I don't know.
She probably went back to the past and say, "Hey, your boobs need to be bigger. It's part of the story." What? I don't
Yeah.
know. Don't know.
That's how it works. I mean, it's
Study it.
13. It's the 13 story. It's gotten pretty ridiculous. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a way to attract the fans, but is it really necessary to do that?
To be fair, it's like they're still relatively in proportion. They're not like insane.
Yeah, like yeah.
Yeah.
But
She's not like early version Lara Croft.
still though, it's enough to for people to
For the reasons they're doing, it's kind of dumb.
actually
It's
talk
like.
about it. I don't know. I think other than to attract a certain demographic who may have not been thinking about playing it, I guess.
Barrel.
You
That's the
know,
real reason he left. Because
yeah.
his skin appeared.
He's Yep. And I know some people were angry with, or, yeah, because I don't know.
I
Just seems like
personally have
a
a
dumb
bigger problem
idea.
with the costumes. Like, so far, from what I've looked at, they're all,
Skimpy.
not things you'd wear to battle. Yeah.
I saw something with like cat ears and
Yeah, there's the cat. So.
exposed new boobs. And I don't know, there's Cloud's outfit for some reason.
That looked kind of cool, yes, but whatever.
I mean,
And
it
the
was
skin.
Cloud's outfit, but kind of
Yeah.
an odd
Tighter.
choice, just a nostalgia hook, I guess. Like, ooh, I want to play this so I can dress up as Cloud. Woo!
Yeah, they should just change the title to Lightning Returns to Cosplaying. Cosplaying Adventures.
Yes.
I just. Hopefully, I'm just hoping this doesn't impact her character because that would just be the worst.
Yeah,
Like,
especially
I thought she was kind of average-ish in the first Final Fantasy 13.
she was a
But I
dark
mean,
heroine.
yeah. So I hope this she doesn't all become like, oh, look at me,
Oh,
dressing up.
I'm a ditz now.
I mean,
All of a sudden.
look, we took it in like 30 hours or so, but by the end of Final Fantasy 13, we finally got rid of Vanel, or whatever the f*** her name was.
Whoa.
F***ing over the moon at that. I mean, sure, we lost Fang at the same time, but sacrifices.
Spoilers that really
Who gives a
anyone,
shit about
I
Final
know
Fantasy 13
anyone
story?
who cares knows.
First one is like 30 hours of just boredom. And then I never played the second one, but apparently it's the confusingest thing ever.
Story-wise, it's odd.
I just
It's
hope the writers aren't following the suit as the character designers and all that.
yeah.
Which is like, we have to make her attractive and appealing, and everyone's like, no, she was where she was. Just calm down, guys.
The most important part of the series is how their parts are.
Look. Yep.
You have to expose everything as much as possible.
I mean, to be fair, the dudes in all these games are pretty attractive as well, so it's kind of
Yeah.
like
That's a
fair game.
point. I mean, they do have these kind of feminine guys with no shirts and whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I
Just
guess you are
so like,
trying to. Maybe it's just the they maybe they attracted more women, more female gamers to 13 with having a female lead, and so now they're trying to attract more of the men by increasing the breast size. I don't know. Or
I would be,
maybe, I don't
well,
know.
maybe not fine with it, but I would be less annoyed if it was just, here's a character designed for sex appeal or whatever, and she's in the game. Instead of, here's a character who was never like that, and now she is like that. It's like, what? Why are you guys doing this? Just, no one cares, so just write in a random character.
It kind of—I don't know. So you have all these male leads. You add a female, and now the thing you're that's on your mind is increasing her breast size. That I'm sure
Everyone
some
looking for a
women
Final
will
Fantasy VI
probably.
remake? Look out.
Oh boy, freaking.
Terror.
Yeah, I
People
know.
use it to
I
make
know.
a new engine.
Double D's.
Yeah,
And yeah, whatever. God. Priorities, man.
yeah, I just. It's kind of sad. It's like. What makes it worse is just the dudes talking. Like, read the interview if you can find it. Just read that. And those dudes are creepy as hell. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like hearing the chest giggle.
They were talking about the best like animations for getting the jiggles and all that, and I was just like, what the f***? I don't like this. Why are you guys
That's
employed?
quality game developers here. And maybe, I don't know. The father of Final Fantasy left. Hopefully he's a little more strict about quality than more strict about game quality and less strict about boob quality.
It's
Don't know,
weird.
just assume that we're all pervy sages.
Yep. That's yep. Boobs. Moving
I
on.
think we're, yeah, moving away from that kind of crap anyway. Slowly.
Yeah.
Like, we
If you
have.
want to catch up, you'll find it. Whatever. And,
We're getting more characters like Elizabeth and the latest Lara Croft, which is mildly better. She's in human
Yeah.
shape, I guess, now.
Not ridiculous model.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, that kind of attracted some people.
Yeah, but those people shouldn't be attracted to anyway. I
Moving
mean,
on.
not.
How about a series with a little less detail? Fez. Oh boy. I'm
Yes,
sure
Phil
you've
Fish is less endowed than we would like.
Phil Fish, the nicest, most rational man on the planet. If you didn't hear, which I actually didn't know this until recently myself, but he
In the
kind of
breaker of
rage
news.
quit. Yep, he kind of rage quit on Fez 2. I'm not sure exactly where it started. I just know that somebody from Game Trailers was talking with him,
Insulting him
insulting
in
him
the break room as well, I think.
because he wouldn't talk. I think. I mean, he was kind of being a dick during the interview or during the discussion or whatever was going on. And so he called him some names, and then Phil Fish so kindly stated, "Compare yourself to me and kill and then kill yourself." And
I haven't
then
listened to what the
demands it.
dude said. I haven't
I don't
listened to
know.
what the dude said, but I've read some quotes, and though he said some pretty crappy stuff, but Phil Fish just raised up a level with that last
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. God, just when you tell somebody to kill yourself, then
That's not cool. Yeah.
that's kind
It's
of
way
going too far.
going forward.
And what kind of puts a cherry on that is the fact that he right after he said, "Compare yourself to me and then kill yourself," he demanded that the guy apologize to him, meaning Phil Fish wanted an apology after such a ridiculous statement like that.
That's a weird timeline of events. Does he
Yeah,
have to
he should
like some sort of
apologize first, then say
yeah?
what he needs to say if the guy doesn't apologize.
What if the guy was like immediately like, "I kill myself, let's go," like right there? He would never have got his apology.
Yeah,
He'd be hanging
course.
from the rafters.
If you want an apology, don't ask for one after you tell him to kill himself. That's not, you don't know business, man. Which I guess obviously he doesn't if he's gonna just call it quits on his sequel because of that, because of, "Oh, I'm so angry, so sorry guys, you win, I'm not gonna make this game."
So he must be doing quite well financially if he can just quit the thing that's making him money.
God, what is this? Ugh. It's just such arrogance. Just, I don't know if one
I
of you could
think
pull up anything about it, like what he
his
said.
account's gone private now, so.
Yeah, he closed his Twitter account. I think on the developer site, it has like some stupid thing about like, "I've had enough," and you win, and I don't know, like.
I would like to
God.
think this is about more than just the one guy insulting me. I like to think
Yeah,
this
I
is part of
mean,
a massive big.
and he does say that. He does say, "This isn't any one thing," and but you know, he's had enough, whatever. But I mean, the fact that it was so suddenly after that, it seems like
Yeah.
that kind of
Straw
thing.
that broke the
It's,
camel's back.
yeah, it seems like he's just mad, and so he's gonna quit the game. Maybe it's
And
a
yet.
business move where everyone's like, "No, we want it so bad," and then okay, you win again. The opposite way, I'm going to bring it back. But I don't know if this is the end of Fez because of emotions. That's kind of sad. I mean,
Yeah.
really, this isn't how you. This isn't how you should run any kind of business.
And the thing is, this guy has thrown out plenty of shit before anyway. He's insulted other people and everything.
Yes, and
And then
yeah, I'm
they throw it
sure.
back at him and he's like, "Nope, this is too much. I
Yeah.
can't handle this."
This he's like he's that kid who constantly fights with people and insults them, and then when they fight back, he like a bully who just beats on people, and then when somebody hits him, he starts crying because he thinks he's such see he has the right to do these things, and he's so big and bad, and then when it happens to him, he's weak and can't handle it.
The both big players in this are pretty acting like children.
Yep.
But he that's I mean, sure, it's his game, he gets to decide if he wants to release it or not, but that's just a weird thing. Just be like, "Not to not canceling. You guys hurt my feelings. I don't want nothing to do with you."
Even, I mean, what it was like Twitter stuff, some random guy talking to him. What, I mean, if did somebody threaten him to like bomb his house if he made the game? He could have just closed his account cut off contact with people, made the game, released it, made a crap load of money. But no.
Maybe patched it this time,
But Jesus, man. It's a dumb thing. It's not the only time it's happened either. Emotions have gotten in the way of plenty of others, I think. And I don't know. I know that
Did you just make
Microsoft.
that statement without any examples? Did you make that statement without any examples?
That statement's not over, douche.
Okay, good. Continue. That's it. I'm quitting this podcast. You've hurt my feelings.
Well, you've hurt my feelings, so I'm gonna shut this podcast down, close my Twitter account, and everything else. I'm off of GamePodunk forever. Sorry, guys.
Anyway,
It's
statement.
all Corn's fault. Statement. Yeah, I mean, there's other stuff like I'm not sure how emotional it was, but I know I could think about why. What was his name? The Microsoft guy?
Don Metric.
Don Matrick, Don Mattress. it seems like he could have, because he stepped down to become, is he the CEO of Zynga or
Think
president?
you see that.
He's something. He's high up. I think he's CEO, yeah. What was he in Microsoft again? Was he the CEO there or
I think so. I don't know. Everyone just
like the
CEO?
main.
He's a big guy. I don't know. Not physically a big guy, but you know. But I mean, obviously anyone who knows about the gaming industry these days knows that everyone was kind of, and still is kind of, bashing the Xbox One, and when they released, or they had that E3 press conference about it, and it people j could just kind of gave it so much crap because of all the stuff,
I
the
love how
DRM
fans.
stuff, and everyone was like, "Oh, that's so stupid." And then, like, about a week, not even a week later, I don't think, they backpedaled, and then people were giving them crap for that, and next thing you know, he quits. And I would think that it's because of the a similar reason, just not so announcing of it like Phil Fish was, but I would
Most
think
of
he
the
got his feelings hurt for the Xbox One bashing, and he was like, "You know what? I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. Zynga wants
do
me.
you think he was
I'll
pushed?
accept." Could be.
Do you think he was pushed?
Could it could be people thinking like, "You're not good at for the you're not good at this job. You should, you know, be fired."
I think the thing about most of that kind of stuff is all the drama we never get to see because they're all.
Yeah.
It's like a group internal drama. They don't just go to Twitter and rant about all this crap
Yeah, it's I mean it's like
since they're more decent people.
It's like when people just rant about vague things on like Twitter or Facebook or something, but you don't actually know the story. You just know that they're angry or sad or something. Eating food, you don't know what the food is, and so you're angry about them. But yeah, what other instances have the has emotion gotten in the way of game development or any kind of development in the industry?
Mentioned it earlier about like the sales with Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs, like they were expecting this much sales. It sold well enough, but it wasn't enough for them, and then like eventually like the head
Failed
of Square Enix stepped
expectations.
down. I was like, what? You're not happy with what you've sold? I mean, I don't know.
It's too
I don't think it
little.
was
I
enough to
only
send a
sold a
profit.
I only made we
Yeah,
only
it's
made
like
a
they're
$1 billion, and
expecting Call of Duty money.
It's like a
That's
Call of
I
Duty
we've talked
money.
about that before.
That makes
I think
that phrase makes me sad. Call of
it's like
Duty
not
money.
everything's gonna be that style.
Not everything can be repackaged slightly different and make a ton of money over and over again.
Yeah, they just gotta accept what it is. Like, be happy with what you got.
Which is what it
Just make a
is.
game for just don't put it about the art first, then business second. I know you want money, but don't expect so much out of out of a good game. If you make a good game, you're probably not going to make as much money as if you make a generic game that people already have enjoyed.
I don't know. Like,
Ouch.
we don't really see this too much. Like, we've had people, a few, I remember just talking about here, like 2 days, Cliffy B and that
Cliffy B.
Microsoft dude who got fired, who got went on a bit of a rant about online DRM and how it was going to be good for the industry and all that crap.
Yeah.
A few people said that, and that's about as close as I can think of people just melting down on Twitter going nuts about this stuff.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Everyone
I
is
know the
sensitive.
project dev guy Lemmy did get drunk on post on Twitter when he got robbed, setting him back, like, because he didn't back up all his stuff and stuff, so Project Zomboid got set
Oh
back
man.
ages. So he's lost his life, and he wasn't too happy about it, understandably, so he was on Twitter kind of raging about that for a bit. But that
Well,
didn't, he's still making Project Zomboid, they're still making progress and
yeah, you know
everything.
what? Screw this. I'm not doing it anymore. I mean, no offense to Leprechaun. I don't IWX.
Oh yeah,
IWX.
left.
But he kind of went through a similar process of quitting his project due to anger, because he was using RPG Maker to make a game Podunk game, and sure
Watch
enough,
out to be the star.
corruption. His project became corrupt because he didn't back it up, and so he couldn't do anything about it. Which I think there is a way to fix it, but he kind of gave up anyway. And I mean, he said it's on hiatus until he's not angry anymore. But
He's called Ivox the Angry Leprechaun. He's never not gonna be angry.
yeah, so
Yes.
that's why there hasn't been any progress made, as far as anyone knows. And there's an example right there for you. The angry
Nice local
leprechaun got
example.
angry. Yeah, it's a
It's me, Lucky Charms.
You don't really know the guy as a game developer like these other people, but still, since this is Game Podunk, there's an example for you. A Podunk example. And I, of course, I've known people like that in the RPG Maker community, because I hang out with other people. And
No way.
a lot of people a lot of people making these games, they get their emotions get the better of them. Whether it's like something happens, so they're depressed, so they're not going to work on the game ever. Or they're angry that something happened, or they can't figure something out, so they stop making it. And it's just, that's a problem with art in general, really. When you're trying to create art, you let your emotions get the better of you to the point where you don't do it. I mean, it's better, like, if you're drawing or painting, whatever, or if you're doing music. And your inspiration is your emotions. Like, you're in love with somebody, so you're making a song. You're angry, so you're painting something to express that. But
It's hard to be angry and then put that into your coding.
yeah. Wait, what did I just do? 10001. He's just hitting the keyboard. Me angry. Me cold like crazy. But yeah. Anything else you can think of? Emotion getting in the way of development? Because I would think it happens more often than we can remember at the
Yeah, I
moment.
definitely think it happens quite a lot, but I do think
A lot
it
of it's
doesn't
probably, yeah, a lot of it's
in
probably, yeah, in the
office.
yeah. Interior stuff nobody gets to see. The
You
drama.
do see certain devs walking out, like Infinity Ward just imploding.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I presume there was some pressure around that.
Like, I mean, like, I don't know. There could be something involving it, like, the other way around. People are angry with somebody else, so they push them away, even though they're a big part of it. Like, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the There was the Mega Man guy. Did he quit or was he fired? The
Kamiya.
father of Mega Man, who isn't a part of Mega Man anymore.
Well, Mega
I
Man's not
can't
a part of video
remember.
games anymore.
Is it Kyuna?
I don't remember. I
Yafune.
just call him
Is
Mega
it?
Man's father, Dr. Light. I'll call him that. But was he fired or what did he quit? I can't remember.
We'll have to Google that up.
Whatever.
But I think he went on to make like different
It's
games.
possible that he was either angry with them for what they were doing with their with his license, so he left, or they didn't want him around anymore for some reason. It's like, you know
So they
what?
could just ruin his license?
Mega Man's ours. We have no use for you anymore. Kind of. I guess you would consider that emotion because it's like greed and pride,
Yeah.
and you're like, yeah, we're better than you now. We can do whatever we want. And then there's the father of Final Fantasy who left. Did he leave or was he
I don't know.
fired? I don't know any of the. That's always a question. Like,
He's
he
the
never
one who did the
left.
last story, right?
Yeah. He
Was a part
did.
of it, isn't he?
He started Mistwalker and made the last story. It was Mistwalker, right? I think he made other stuff before that, but since that's the one where he teamed up with Final Fantasy composer, Uematsu, it was the one that people know. Like, yeah, especially since the name is so similar. Last story, Final Fantasy. Hey. But yeah, I'm sure there was some emotion behind that. Like, he ruined my franchise, so I'm gonna quit, go start something myself, have my own company, and do what I want with my license. Understandable when a big
I guess
company ruins your
part
license.
of it is just, Twitter and Facebook relatively haven't been around too long.
Yeah,
So I
that's.
guess it's semi-recent that we've been able to actually look into a lot of the big name devs' kind of lives and everything, follow them on Twitter and
Yeah,
everything.
and they're them have them express their emotions with the click
Yeah,
of.
and you realize, hey, these are real people, and I'm gonna say something controversial. Not all people are good. Some people not so good. Some people kind of bad.
I wonder if Phil Fish made Fez back in like NES days, would we ever have seen his emotions come through? His anger, his arrogance, whatever you call it. Would we have seen this kind of
Maybe in like
stuff?
interviews?
Maybe.
But
But
you,
would we see
I'd
as
assume they're
much?
more composed in interviews.
Yeah.
He's less likely to just fire off shots at other people in the interview.
Yes.
He's less likely to insult him.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to have you here. I think you're an asshole. Let's just get that off right off the bat. Now tell me about Fez.
Well, compare yourself to me, then kill yourself. And yeah.
Canceling Fez too.
Screw you. I'm leaving. And you will never see a game from me again. Just because you call me names. Oh, Fez. Oh, Fez. Oh, Fez. Maybe it was the Fez. It was the Fez's fault. Got him angry. He put it on his head. It was too tight. And it got to his brain.
I think we might see Fez 2 in the future.
Yeah,
I
hopefully.
it might
Give
just
him like a
be,
month or so to
yeah.
calm down and reevaluate everything. And he might go, hey, actually, making games is how I pay rent. I kind of want to pay rent. I'm going to make a game.
No,
I already have made half of a game. I will just finish Fez 2.
it might just be like one of those childish fights you have. Like, I know I had a fight with one of my best friends way back in the day, and the very next day we talk like nothing happened. So he'll calm down, I think. He'll reopen his Twitter account and start, okay,
Think
sorry I
keeping his
got a
Twitter
little
account
overreacted.
closed might be a more permanent thing.
Probably.
I
I
think he's just
mean,
trying to
it
expose
might be a
himself
good
with all that.
idea. It might be a good idea since
Yeah.
he kind of goes overboard sometimes with what he says. Like, Or I think it was him. He was like, "Oh my gosh, 3DS sucks because something something." And about, I don't know. He was the one complaining about Monster Hunter, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he kind of. In fact, I think most of the stories we hear about Phil Fish is him being angry and saying something controversial that sparks anger amongst. I mean, it that maybe that's what it was. The whole thing about him saying it wasn't just any one thing. Maybe it was because something he said caused everyone to, you know, give him some flack. And he was like, "Oh, why are you attacking me? It's not fair. You're mean."
Is
And
he the guy who said Japanese developers suck? Or was that some
he
other guy?
that was him, yes.
Okay,
So
yeah.
I don't blame people for giving this guy some flack.
So to go back to your earlier question, he would have been very popular during the NES era.
Yeah. Oh, Phil. Yeah, he's definitely the guy who says all the controversial stuff. So, it wasn't any one thing. It was just all the little things that caused me to quit is my fault. Because, whatever. Phil Fish. Fez. Who knows?
He was in that movie,
Future?
wasn't it? The indie game
Indie
movie, whatever.
game, the movie. I still haven't seen that, but I think so, yeah.
Me neither.
I've
He was
heard.
in it. I think someone on GameFAQs said they saw it and he wasn't too flash in that either. Like his personality wise, I guess.
Yeah,
So
well,
I kind of want to watch it just to see that.
yeah. It just says, "You know, you guys really suck because you're making this documentary. So kill yourself, and you know," and then just that's the only part he shows up in. Insulting people.
But
Phil.
yeah, Phil
Much.
needs to act mature and accept the criticism and stuff. Like, there's no reason to automatically close what you developed so far just because of what others said. Like, you worked hard making it and just gonna throw it away.
He has
I
too
mean, he's
much.
not a good leader.
He has too much
He has that cocky
pride.
attitude.
Yeah, he has the bad kind of pride where you just like you think the world has to revolve around you or else you're out of here. You know, I mean, he says things he shouldn't say because he feels like he's, you know, nothing bad can happen if I say this. Like he's free to say any. Talk crap about everything he feels like talking crap about.
Well, technically, he is free to say whatever he
Well, he
wants,
is, but
but he just
you
doesn't
kind of have
act
to
particularly
think.
mature about it.
You kind of have to think about what you're saying, how you're saying it. Come on. It's like if he got really, really drunk and just started posting stuff on like Facebook and Twitter. Like
Call someone you don't
if you get
support them.
drunk, you need to stay away from these things. That's kind of like what he does. He needs to act more mature. Don't post things you shouldn't post. You know what's gonna happen.
Goofish, I know you're listening to this. Grow up.
Yeah,
Just
that's probably what he's doing
again.
because he's like in some apartment, all depressed and turned to drugs, and they're out to get me.
It's not like the just one criticism and
He made a fairly decent game. I think he deserves credit for that. He
Yeah.
did, but and the fans bought it, so there is no reason to close it just because of that. So hopefully it'll return someday. And Fish would probably learn from his mistakes to be a better
Yeah.
person, but it's probably unlikely. But I
I
hope it
don't
would
know.
be good to learn.
Yeah. And the first game was too successful for him to just give it up because of something stupid. I mean, basically, don't let your emotions get in the way of your
Guy's
development. It's
always fishy.
yep. Gefilte Fish.
Don't let your emotions cloud your judgment.
Just be nice
Yeah.
when it
In
gets back.
general, in life, in creating stuff, whatever.
Be chill.
Do not screw it up with your anger management problems. Maybe that's what Phil Fish needs. Anger management.
Movie? Oh, that'll help him.
Or Yeah, he needs to watch it and change his life. I don't know. I don't think that movie has that kind of power, but whatever. To make a long story short, Phil Fish, Calm down. Make your game.
Yes.
Stop being a child. Because we know
Dude
you're
who
listening to
insulted Phil
this.
Fish? Grow up as well. That was
Yeah.
really weird.
So basically, we're talking about all of us in some way. Guys who insulted Phil Fish.
We haven't really insulted him. We just kind of talked about him imploding.
True.
Exploding. To learn a lesson.
We're just stating facts.
A harsh lesson.
Giving advice to
Give him a
somebody
whoop.
who will probably never listen to this ever.
No. Friends and family of Phil Fish who are definitely listening, pass this on to him.
Somebody, some random fan's just gonna message him somewhere that he still exists on and say, "Hey, they talked about you and they gave you some advice." And then he's gonna reopen his everything. He's gonna start announce that he's gonna work on it and give us credit for boosting his confidence and motivating him to restart his project and.
That's what we do here at Game for Downcast. We solve problems.
We solve
Yes.
problems.
Routine.
I hear it's Kiki's birthday. Wednesday of the week this podcast is released. Whether you are listening to this before or after Wednesday, happy birthday, Kiki. How old is she?
Happy birthday,
Yes.
Kiki.
What birthday is this?
Like 40? I don't know.
40? Her 13th birthday? I don't know what.
Final Fantasy
Are you
14.
21st, maybe? Who
13th.
knows? Are you? Can you drink now? Are
21st.
you legal?
21.
Are you legal to drink? Can you? That'll be.
She's. Oh, you guys have to wait till 21? You guys are ridiculous.
Wow, you didn't know that? I guess you don't pay as much attention to America
live in
as
America? No. Don't
I
pay attention to
thought.
American drinking laws.
So let's randomly say, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Kind
everybody.
of not a good.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
What the hell was that?
Game over.